Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Guess who just got back today? Them Brooklyn boys that had been away. They both have so much to say. You know their names are Brody and Skiri. The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town.
Brooklyn.
Episode 213.
Amazing.
We made it this far, Brody.
It's hard to believe. It is.
Yeah.
It is, because we're almost at the sun.
And just as soon as that happens, Brody cuts out. Wow. That was what an entrance that was. We're on a high. We're doing well. We're feeling great. The music kicks in, and then Brody's microphone cuts out, and now he's back.
Now back. Okay. Yes, this summer will be 5 years since we started the podcast. So we're getting close.
Okay. All right. 213, Brody.
It's amazing.
And you know, if I try to think about what we've spoken about and covered over 213 episodes, not a clue.
I know you complained about a bunch of stuff, but other than that, I don't remember.
Same. Well, me? I think you complained about 10 times more than I have.
Well, let's see if we can recap the 5 years. naming the show, some garbage pails, dill, a big box, a lot of fuck yous, and free dessert.
Right.
That's it. That's what you missed.
You know, I'm excited about our merch store. We have some new things going on in our merch store. And I see, Brody, you're already, you're already wearing
It's okay. So
your computer, Brody's computer is wearing the new items from our merch store.
Okay. So when the song just played, you know, their names are Brody and Skiri. Usually Skiri yells Skiri and Brody, right?
I decided not to do that this time and switch it up.
Okay, so the Brody and Skiri, Skay and Brody thing has not gone away. We still have that debate all the time, as you guys know. And so that plays into some of our new merch, because I made a conscious decision and Skiri noticed it right away. What are we talking about? Well, we've asked you guys about some of the things we should add to the merchandise store, and one of them was sticker sheets.
Yes, of the various things that we have in our store, like, you know, the famous pizza
logos.
Shirt.
The different logos.
The original logo. You got the pepperoni pizza red and white one. You got the slice for life that looks like a pizza box. And then there are these stickers.
The grammar police.
The grammar police. So we made sticker sheets of this, right?
So that's where we're going with this. We have sticker sheets now. We'll talk about how you can get them. But to be fair, our boy Matt made my favorite sticker, the blue one, the navy blue one. And it's the Brooklyn Boys logo. And it says Brooklyn Boys Podcast with... And one of them says with Brody and Skeery, and one of them says with Skeery and Brody.
Yeah.
So you can have both of them.
Right. So Brody decorated his laptop with all the stickers except for the one that says Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skeery and Brody.
That's the
right. Brody and Skeery sticker.
That's
I'm like,
correct.
I see what you did there, Brody.
Yes. Would you expect any less from me?
No.
So
not
now here's the thing about the stickers, which I have to say as someone who's a little bit OCD or anal or whatever you want to call it. When it comes to things being straight, whether it's a picture on a wall or hanging a TV or if there's something that can be a little crooked, it drives me crazy.
Right.
I'll go into public places and straighten a picture when I'm walking by it. And so usually when I hang a picture on the wall, I end up with 20 holes because I have to keep rehanging it till it's perfectly straight.
Yeah.
And so the stickers on my laptop, I couldn't figure out how I wanted to put them on the back. So I put them in one pattern, then another pattern. I kept peeling them off, putting them back, peeling them off, putting them back. And the beauty of these stickers is that they don't leave any sticky residue on whatever you're pulling them off.
You could stick them on and you could stick them off. And then you could stick them on somewhere else and they'll still stick.
Now, I'm not saying the glue lasts forever, but I probably took these stickers off at least 7 or 8 times each one.
You
maybe
were almost
more.
Like you were testing it. You were trying to put it through the wringer.
For
the slices.
But ultimately, I think that's the way. Let me rephrase that. I did it for the slices. Not because I'm crazy about things being straight or equidistant or perfectly centered.
Right.
But I did it for the slices. Let's go with that.
Right. So,
let's go with that.
So here's the deal. Go to brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Now, and you can buy a full sheet of stickers for like $9.99.
Exactly $9.99.
You can get 3 sheets of stickers for $25.99.
That's a savings of about $4.
Or if you buy any 2 items in the store, you'll get a free sheet of stickers.
You know what we call that? Free sheet for us.
Free sheet for you.
Yeah, for you, right.
Free sheet for you and you and you. You get a free sheet.
So if you were going to get yourself a tank top for the summer, get yourself 2 tank tops and get a free sticker sheet.
It's like we're giving you a sheet. We give a sheet about you.
And remember, use the Brody and Skeery sticker. And then the Skeery and Brody one, that can be the one that, you know, when you're in a popular place and you want to throw a sticker on something, you can go ahead and throw that one so Skeery gets the blame for it. But that's fine.
Fuck you then.
Because you're not damaging that movie theater. You're not damaging that subway train. They're easily removable.
Yes, they are.
But go ahead and throw the Skeery and Brody one on.
I'm excited. I'm excited that we got stickers now. We've arrived. We've arrived. Thank you, Matt, at MK and the whole crew.
Our boys.
They take
and
care
when
of us.
I say boys, I mean just our boy, Matt. Oh, and his team of designers,
teams.
I should say.
He's got teams. That's of right. Seamstresses and seamsters. Isn't that a union, the seamsters?
Look for the union label. Okay.
Yeah, yes. they make all the merch. So we got back from vacation. It was Easter Sunday, and I was with my parents.
And only my parents, as you pointed out.
My brother and
your
sister,
other siblings,
they
fuck
skipped
you.
Town. Yeah. But my favorite was... My parents, when they reacted to the fact that I got the very fancy Carbone reservation. Originally, we were going to go to Carbone. Now,
are you a Carboner? I had no idea.
I have a Carboner every time I hear there's an open res. Carbone are the same people, by the way, that own the famous Sedell's restaurant, which
no.
you know is bro. Yes, that is
no.
major food group. That Mario Carbone, Rich Teresi, the people who own Parm, those people have a bunch of Sedell's. They own Sedell's, yeah.
Now major, they own Parm, which I happen to like very much. They obviously
that was
sell
their first. That was their first effort. Yeah.
Now, if you could, while we're talking about this, real quick, I want you to just remind the audience because you went by quickly.
I did
the names of the gentlemen the very Jewish names of the gentlemen that own the Jewish restaurant Siddell's, the Jewish style restaurant. Go ahead. Go ahead and name the names of the people
Mario Carbone.
That I said weren't very Jewish people. Go ahead.
Mario Carbone and Rich Tarisi. Two Italian guys.
Mario, not Jewish. Carbone, not Jewish. Richie, not Jewish. And Tarisi, not Jewish. All four names could not be. Therefore, as I said two, 3 years ago,
right.
Not an establishment owned and run and right. cultivated right. by Jewish people.
I know
people.
Where you're going with this. This is the dill conversation.
Not bringing the dill. By the way, let's talk about dill later.
We might as well do it while we have a dill
problem on Twitter. Let's get to that later.
Are you sure about that? Because I just wanted to. I wanted to give you the results of my poll about dill.
Well, then I mean, while we're on the poll,
while we're on the con,
before
concept,
we get on the yeah. poll, you tagged a chef that you claimed we both knew. Jason.
No, Chef Josh Capon. Josh Capon, hashtag tribe, part of the tribe, Jewish cooking, and he always posts on Instagram the best recipes. He owned a restaurant called Lure. He was he was the executive chef and a couple of other great ones. He's also on Chopped. He's been a judge of a highly revered chef in the culinary world. Studied under the best. He worked in the finest establishments. He posted a recipe for matzo ball soup.
Yeah.
And he threw dill in, not only in the matzo balls themselves, but on top afterwards. And I posted to Twitter. I'm like, look, coming from a Jewish guy, traditional Jewish recipe, there it is, Brody, in black and white. And now people like Shady Jew Mobster and some others got on my case. And they were just expressing their personal disdain for dill. And all I was trying to say is it's used in traditional Jewish cooking. But what I
what you said was that it was the definitive because one Jewish chef had one recipe for dill. And what I and Shady Jew Mobster, that is correct, by the way, I and Shady Jew Mobster and a couple other people all said was, traditional is your own tradition, right? Whatever your tradition is. So it's not traditional in my family or Shady Jew Mobster's or other people that were chiming in. That's just one recipe. It doesn't prove, it just means that he likes dill in his matzo ball soup.
Well,
but listen, what did we learn today this morning? There are people who like ham and pineapple on their pizza.
Right.
And you wanted to take Danielle's Italian card away because you said real Italians don't eat pizza with ham and pineapple.
With fruit. However, you don't put fruit unless it's tomatoes. And tomato is a fruit.
Danielle Monero is completely Italian. However, she likes a recipe with ham and pineapple. Now, does that make it a definitive Italian recipe?
No.
It means she's an Italian with some strange taste. So I submit to you, Chef Josh Capon,
yeah.
Is the Danielle Monero of Hawaiian pizzas when it comes to dill in your matzo ball soup. I rest my case. Mic drop.
No, but I will say this, though. If you really want me to concede a loss on this one, Instagram poll up. And I was like, traditional Jewish cooking.
I'm not aware of this. I do not know the results.
I actually put a poll, a 24-hour poll on my Instagram story.
Uh-huh.
And I said, by the way, I did see some of you slices trying to stack the deck. I got you.
I didn't vote. I didn't know about it.
I know you didn't know about it. And I said, hey, traditional Jewish, settle this once and for all. The Jewish dish of matzo ball soup. Yep. Dill or no dill in the recipe.
Howie Mandel, a Jew, would also ask the same question. Dill or no dill?
Dill or no dill?
So and they'd open up suitcases and inside there'd be matzo balls with no dill.
Brody, much to my dismay and to your delight,
the
results were 70% that said not.
Yes!
Not
yes!
In the Jewish tradition.
Yes.
It was 70-30.
Buy your sticker sheets. Use your Brody and Scary sticker. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, before we went to break, we were talking about Dill, and I'm not going to harp on Dill anymore, but I wanted to thank Lindsay Spector, who sent me a t-shirt that said Big Dill Energy.
I love that. Big Dill Energy.
Jackie Helchowski, who sent me an ad for Dill Pickle Saltines.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
Hold on. Average Gamer Dad sent me a picture of, I don't know if this is real, but Dill Pickle Pop-Tarts. And William Rivera, who sent me a picture of Dill bursting with flavor prickles, Pringles.
Dill Pringles.
Dill pickle flavor Pringles. Bong. So those are some things I will not be eating.
Right.
But Big Dill Energy, I thought it was a great shirt.
I built Big Dill Energy. I will say that could make a good shirt for the future there, Matt from NK, if you're listening. I kind of like that.
Maybe I'd try it after some Hennessy.
After some, right, that's a reference to the song.
If I win the lotto,
all right. If I was that's a rich right. man, so I was telling you that my parents and I went out. We were going to go to Carbone.
No, scary. Who sings the song I'm quoting?
What? Which one? Lotto.
Right. That's why I said I'll try it if I win the lotto. After the lotto,
hi-oh. After right. After. Yeah.
Right, but then you went into Hennessy. Fiddler on the Roof, so I
right.
don't know.
Well, that's okay. So I had a point. My parents, I was talking, I got on the Carbone and the Sedell's tip, but anyway.
Yes, you're very Jewish
so,
man.
So
yes.
Carbone, very famous place, hard to get into. It's a big deal in New York. They're now opening all around the world. There's one in Miami, Vegas, L.A., wherever, whatever, you name it.
Well, the food looked great. I would try it.
Carbone. Carbone, it's a hard reservation, but... Here's what happened. This is what I was faced with.
Whoa. You find a way to get me in there. What do you mean?
Would that count as the steak dinner repay?
No, you should take me as my dill victory dinner.
Well, we never had a dill about dill. We didn't have a dill about dill.
You should just say, you know what, Brody? We've been fighting over this for 3 years. I'm going to take you to dinner at a good place.
I made a concession. I don't owe you two dinners. I owe you one dinner. If you want Carbone to be dinner.
No.
You could get steak at Carbone.
No, I would like, you know what? I would like my steak dinner this year. Now that the restaurants are fully open again.
Right.
And at the moment, as of this recording, there are no pandemic restrictions in New York as far as eating out.
Nothing. So.
All right, I'm ready. This is the year.
You ready?
This 2022.
Great. Right. So my parents were like, now I thought I was doing a good thing because it's a hard reservation to get into Carbone. You have to understand the magnitude of being able to land a reservation, let alone one on Easter Sunday when I'm going to be spending with my parents. I get a phone. I wish I was recording it, Brody. You could imagine. I get a call from my father with my mother on the phone. When I get a call from my dad, and then 5 seconds later I hear the phone, the other landline pick up, and that's my mother. I'm like, uh-oh, here comes an intervention. So my father goes, exactly that, Anthony. I'm like, yeah, what's up, Tony? Hey, Anthony.
Well, you called your father Tony?
No, Tony's his name. I call him. Hey, what's up? What's up, Dad?
Yeah, hey, what's okay. Up? You call your mommy. You're not calling your father Tony.
Dad. And he goes, hey, mommy's on the phone. Mommy's on the phone too. Anthony. Okay, great. Hey, listen, about our plans for Easter Sunday. I'm like, yeah. He goes, I see you're going to be taking us to this Carbone place. Well, me and mommy looked it up. On Google Maps, and yeah. We looked up at some of the reviews on Yelp, and I gotta say, it looks like some kind of a jet setter's place. It looks
jet
like
setters.
Jet sets. It looks like for the jet set crowd. Did me and mommy look like we're the jet set crowd?
Your father is now calling this place Carbone's the fancy garbage pail of restaurants.
He's like, look.
Because he didn't like your fancy garbage pail.
He's
either.
Telling me, Brody, you had to hear him. He's like, now he's getting angry as he's talking. He goes, and I'm like, listen, I said, you don't understand. I said, first of all, it's not just a flash in the pan kind of place. I've eaten there 5 or 6 times. Would I have gone back repeatedly if it was a jet set place and the food wasn't good? Or is it? You know, I mean, you gotta take my word for it, Dad. You know I'll try anything once, but will I go back? I said, I've been back 4 times. The spicy rigatoni is a thing. The veal parm on the bone, it's like a tomahawk veal parm with the parm popped on right there with the bone. And he goes, I gotta tell you something, Anthony. He goes, where's the veal ossobuco? And I said, what? I said, he goes, this is a basic restaurant that it's like spaghetti and meatballs. It's basic dishes. I don't need anything on here. This menu, Anthony.
Oh, he wants a basic restaurant.
No, he doesn't. He wants veal ossobuco. He wants a double pork chop.
Wait, so
he's
upset that the restaurant you're going to is too basic?
It's not. He's trying to say that it's Italian-American classics, but it's a very basic menu. It's chicken parm.
I thought it was too fancy.
The
schmancy.
Opposite. No, he wants real Ginzo. Excuse me, I could say that I'm Italian.
Oh, he wants real Italy.
Real Italy food. Like he wants. Oh. He goes. Where's the scungili? Where's the fish salad? I want the seafood, the cold seafood salad,
the frutta del mar,
the fruit, all that. I said, well, they have calamari on there. I said, they got chicken parm. They got different types of pasta. I said, their pasta is outrageous.
Yeah, they have lox with dill on top.
Anthony, do me a favor. Do us a favor. Cancel the reservation.
Oh, no.
Dude, it was like I took a knife to the heart and they were twisting it. Because it is, again, I'm going to reiterate, it is so fucking hard to get a reservation at this place. On any given,
you played the morning show card, didn't you?
Yeah. On any given Sunday, pun intended.
Al Pacino.
It's hard to get a reservation, let alone Easter Sunday. They did me a favor by letting us in there. Now I got to go eat crow. Now I got to call them back and be like, oh, by the way, my parents want something a little bit more, which has a lot more Italian dishes.
My father wants something not as fancy or plain. It's a contradiction. I looked up the term jet set.
Yeah,
it's a term for an international social group of wealthy people who travel the world to participate in social activities unavailable to ordinary people.
That kind of describes Carbone a little bit. Yeah. But the food is great.
So your father is hilarious. He wants something that's not fancy,
right?
But he wants something fancier than plain.
Not fancy. He wants real Italian delicacies, like because when you go to an Italian restaurant, and again, I may be speaking for the.
Well, it's like Chinese food in China. They don't eat lo mein and pan fried noodles.
That's what he's saying. In the equivalent, the. That's a great analogy.
It's like Jewish food. You don't put dill on it. That's what the jet setters do.
Shut up, Dick. But I see what you're saying. But what I'm saying is he wanted to go to a place that was more traditional red sauce Italian, but had a lot more like a big
he
menu.
Wants
when
options.
You go to an Italian restaurant, I mean, again, I'm speaking for the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, maybe some Florida. But
California.
But like sometimes if you go to the Midwest.
Philly.
Right, but if you go to the Midwest, you may this we may not understand it. But you go to an Italian restaurant.
Some places you put Munster cheese on your on your chicken parm. It's
but,
not.
But you go to an Italian restaurant and they have like a menu a mile long, the size of a diner, and they have all kinds of like grilled octopus.
Right,
have,
one whole page of the menu is for pesce, your fish.
Right,
one is the
there's a whole veal section.
Polo.
You don't just get one veal. There's a whole veal section. So he's trying to say and veal and every chicken and veal is made 11 different ways. And so it's a mile long and they have all these other things. So I kind of understood what he was saying because but what the thing is, they have a more limited menu, but they do those items really well. That's why that's quality control, folks. You can't offer 700 things on the menu and be awesome at all of them. That's why some of the greatest restaurants have limited menus because they perfect some of the dishes that are just right when they're hyper-focused on them. This is a concept my parents don't understand. So what I do? I cancel the reservation, and we went to this place, Cousins, in Marlboro, New Jersey. Not a client. And
you didn't go to Carbone?
No, we went to Cousins, and that's why.
Video on Instagram was not Carbone.
That was Cousins. It was an amazing restaurant in its own right. But I'm just saying, it wasn't the city Carbone experience I really wanted to give to my mother and father.
Okay.
But then again, according to them, that's for the jet set crowd. And, you know, me and mommy, we want to go to a place where we can get our good Italian food. So that was my Easter Sunday. And that was after a week of me being in Aruba and then Miami, which is a whole other thing. But how was your vacation? Did you celebrate Passover or what was going on?
All of that. So let me tell you, I'll give you a rundown of my vacation in maybe reverse order, because I want to end on how it started.
Okay, can we do that right after?
Are you hitting the button?
Yeah.
All right.
Podcast with Skeery and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So I did some decent things. I had a good time. So in reverse order, on Friday night, so I don't know, 6 days ago, we went to, saying it properly, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Correct.
That's Ruth apostrophe S. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse for my youngest daughter's birthday.
Very nice.
And I got a story about her a little bit. Nothing bad, but a story. And we had a great dinner, just the three of us, because my other two daughters are out of town.
Just the three of us.
Yes.
Oh, similar to mine's story, where it was you're the dad, the mom, and the kid. And it was I'm the kid, and then it was my dad and my mom.
But your siblings screwed you over. My other two siblings,
they decided
one's
to go
in college and one's out of the country at the moment. Gotcha. So it was just the three of us. Had a great dinner. We had, I ordered a steak. I think I had the New York strip, the bone-in New York strip. Oh, mm-hmm. Love it. And I ordered the potatoes au gratin and the sweet potatoes. The sweet potatoes at Ruth's Chris have a crust on top.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrific.
See, I prefer their sweet potatoes because their sweet potato pie is like crack. It's like crack pie.
Oh, it's amazing. Amazing.
Oh, it's so sweet.
So good, by the way, crackly, that when whatever. The food arrived, my daughter grabs the dish once it cooled off a little bit, grabs it and says, "It's my birthday. This is mine."
Oh, wow. So just totally commandeered the whole dish.
Commandeered it. So I had to wait until she was so full that she said, "All right, Dad, you can have some." So I got the
quarter. That's a little rude, don't you think? I'm a sharer because sharing is caring. And
yes,
at my dinner table, I like to taste little things, but I like to taste like 150
things. Well, that's because you order every appetizer on the menu, as everyone knows, and there's plenty to share. Now, I can't get mad at my daughter because it's her birthday. So I just went, okay, sure. And I loaded up on the potatoes au gratin, which is, it's fine. My wife ordered cream spinach because she eats that and I don't. And so I had the potatoes au gratin. And of course, I shared my potatoes au gratin with her because, of course, why wouldn't I? But I didn't get to share her appetizer because I don't eat cream spinach. So I lost out on my sweet potatoes and I shared my potato. But I didn't. So I didn't get side dish and a half. I got 0.85 of a side dish. And again, love sharing with my wife. Not a problem. But I did lose out on 99% of the sweet potato because it was my daughter's birthday. So what I'm saying is play the birthday card, people. Because nobody can say anything about it when it's your birthday.
I mean, and you play it even if it's not your birthday to the waiter and wait staff. You may actually get a free dessert.
Right. Oh, it's my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Third time this year. It's funny how that works out.
That's awesome.
On Tuesday, before the Friday, my wife and I went to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Both for the second time. We had seen it separately, and then we went to see it now together.
What did you think?
I liked it more the second time.
Now that's like a 5-hour show.
No, it's no longer 6 hours and two parts. It's now 3 hours with an intermission. They rewrote it and cut some things out.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because people didn't want to sit there for 2 days or, they cut it down. I enjoyed it.
That's
I was
terrible.
Good. But this was the thing that I enjoyed the most on Friday, the first Friday of our vacation. Saturday, excuse me. My wife and I went to dinner at Boca Ria.
Yes.
Right? Tapas place in Midtown Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Really good food.
Right.
But I made the reservation online. So I'm a procrastinator, but I'm trying to be much better. And we haven't gone out to dinner in the city a lot. You know, the city was shut down for a while, so we didn't go out as much. So my wife says, "Oh, you know what? Make reservations in this place. It looks like it's good." I said, "Okay." Made them immediately. Normally, I would wait till like a week later, get around to it, hope for the best. Made them immediately online through their website. I get a confirmation. You have a reservation for dinner. Great, great. The show started at 8 o'clock, maybe seven, whatever time. 8 o'clock. Made the reservations for 5:45. We get there, and they said, we have a table for you outside. Now, it's raining outside.
Hey, it's raining.
You don't but they have a wooden structure. They've built a wooden structure on the very wide Manhattan street.
Like a food shed.
It's like a shack. Yeah, we're sitting in the shack. It's connected to the front of the restaurant.
A faded sign at the side of the road.
So I said, "No, wait a minute. 15
miles to the food shack.
Yeah. So I said to the hostess, "No, we would like to eat inside. Beautiful restaurant inside." I said, "We'd like to eat inside." She says, "Well, we don't have anything inside. Mm. We just have outside." Ooh. So I said, "Well, I made the reservation almost 3.5 weeks ago. No, there was no mention. It said confirmed reservation. Nobody said anything." "Oh, well, that's all we have available. I'm sorry." So my wife puts her hand on my shoulder and says, no, no, let's not do this. Let's go eat outside. It's fine. I'm okay. Now my wife gets cold. So I much faster than I do. So I said, well, geez, you get cold. I don't want you to sit outside. Nope. I'll leave my coat on. It's not a problem. So we go outside. And my guess is what used to be part of the New York City street, the vibe, they built around this. So our table is, I want to say, about a foot. It's a table for two, maybe 8 to 10 inches away from a three and a half to four foot high. It's slanted at the top, giant boulder coming out of the sidewalk. Now, the shack is built on the sidewalk outside the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
And they must have built the restaurant and made it like, oh, let's put this giant rock in the street and make it look cool. So we're sitting next to a slanted giant boulder. So I'm like, all right, well, what are you going to do? And my wife again says to me, don't just leave it. Let's just enjoy the dinner. Okay. As people are walking by, I'm getting bumped into because the tables are so close. So the hostess comes by.
You're losing your patience.
The hostess comes by and says, I'm so sorry. It seems to be a little crowded here in the walkway. Can you please move your table over a little bit? Do you know the only way I can move the table, Scary? Closer to the rock.
Closer.
So now I'm 4 inches away from the boulder. And my elbow, my left elbow, is hitting the boulder.
I love it.
If I try to like turn to like cut steak or whatever. Like,
I love how you're. Your dining experience is ruined by a said boulder.
A boulder. So now the boulder is slanted. So now it's tapas. So tapas, if you don't know, is when you order small plates of a bunch of different things.
I love it. That's my favorite way of eating, by the way.
Yeah. My wife and I agree on everything. We order 4 or 5 things. And our little table for two is running out of room. So I start putting the plates on top of the boulder.
As almost as if to point out the fact that, what the fuck, we have no space left.
Yes, but you're also like because it's a hell of a good idea to use the flat top boulder as my extension.
Table extender.
So now I've, my extender, or the table extension. I've got three plates now from high to low on the slant.
Stacked on the boulder.
Stacked on the, like, yeah. And so the waiter comes over and he says, sir, we don't really put
plates on the boulder.
Things on top of the boulder. So I said, Rick, is it? Yeah. I said, Rick, I don't have any room on the table. You're making me sit next to a boulder. If you don't mind, I'm going to use the boulder to my advantage to make this a better situation. Otherwise, you can find me a four-top inside where it's warm.
Yeah.
And he said, fair point. Enjoy your meal.
Exactly. We're not going to... Yeah, right. No, of course. I mean, they should have sat you inside. Fuck that noise, bro. Right. Fuck that.
Absolutely. Come on. Again, my wife and I are out for a nice evening. She's like, don't Applebee's the situation. Yep. Just, you know. So then we walk to the theater.
Yep.
And we walk by, as we're walking, it's on 40th Street, Midtown. We walk by the Jimmy Buffett Margarita Hotel.
Oh. Wasting away again in Margaritaville?
Right. She says, I've read about that. I said, so have I. She said, all the rooms are really cool. They have like 5 bars and restaurants and different things. She says, you know, Tuesday we're going out to see Harry Potter. If there's time, we should come back there. So I was like, yeah, sure. Well, I'm on vacation. Let's do that. So we continue on and we go see a different play because it's Saturday again. It's not Tuesday. It's Saturday. And we go to see a play called Take Me Out.
Yes.
Have you heard about this play?
Yes, I've heard about this play, but why don't you explain it to the slices?
So I'm going to go in reverse order. Take Me Out is maybe the best play I've seen in 10 years.
Okay.
It was funny, unbelievably well acted.
By the way, maybe that should have been the punchline.
Punchline's coming.
Okay. Because of what you're about to say, but go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. It's about baseball, among other things. Fantastic play. Fantastic. And what I liked was the actors honestly looked like they've played baseball. It wasn't actors who like just learned how to throw a baseball and they look awkward.
They looked built for baseball.
They all looked like, even there's a Japanese actor in the play. He looked like a Japanese pitcher. Like, as far as his motions, because if you're a baseball fan, you know the Japanese pitchers have a different style of pitching, the way they move their leg and their arm. Right. Anyway, they all looked legit. I was very impressed by that. So the stars of the show, which is one of the reasons we wanted to go, Jesse Williams from Grey's Anatomy. Very good looking man. Plays a Derek Jeter type ball player in terms of being from a mixed race and how he's a superstar, can do no wrong, media darling. Patrick J. Adams, who was in the TV show Suits, who was the love interest of Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Your Princess Meghan Markle right, on the show Suits. And Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Three stars of the show. And I love them all. So we go, right? Helen Hayes Theater, very small theater. Very small theater on Broadway. Not a bad seat in the house.
Right.
We're sitting seventh row. We had really good seats. So here's what the play is about. No, I'm not spoiling anything. I got told this before I went by Jody, our beautiful saleswoman who had seen the show beforehand, knew I was going. And they take your phone when you go in. They put your phone in a case, in a lock case.
Yeah, one of those pouches.
Right. They give it to you, but it's in a lock pouch.
Yeah.
The show is about a baseball player who comes out as gay. And in the course of the show, there are two scenes of full-on male nudity. Now, it's not gratuitous. It makes sense in the play.
Right.
Right.
And by the way, Slices, let's underscore the fact and remember that Brody is watching live people
with
stage.
With my wife.
With his
with
wife.
With my wife.
This is not, he's not a screen. You're watching live physical actors seven rows away from you.
And again, I'm going to say it's a fantastic, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So there's one scene, not spoiling anything, where you see one guy naked. And he's talking to Patrick J. Adams, who's dressed in the locker room. And I'm like, all right, okay. I got through it. I was like, all right, I'm good. All right,
Yeah.
Then later in the show, there's a scene where from the ceiling, shower heads and like shower knobs and amazing stage scenery come down, and I think nine, the whole team, come out naked and shower on the scene on the stage as part of the plot. They're having a conversation that's very important, and it's important to the story that they're naked.
Right.
Here's what I will tell you, men. It's a potpourri of varieties on the stage.
Penis.
Sure.
A so potpourri of penis. It's a penis potpourri.
There's a couple of guys on the stage on the right side who are not a threat to me. There's Patrick J. Adams. I'm not going to comment, but he's naked. Yeah. Now, I've watched him on Suits for like seven seasons. I'm a fan. Scary. It's very weird when you see an actor naked. But it's weirder when you see an actor that you know, because you feel like he's like your friend.
Right.
Like you feel
like you're live and they're live in person.
And they're lathering up and they're soaping up. And again, I want to point out it's a fantastic play. Don't be throwing.
So it's not gratuitous nudity for the sake of it.
And then I'm not going to tell you who, but there's an actor in the play who
he's got some big deal energy.
Big deal energy.
Okay.
And he's on the left side of the stage.
Right.
So I am trying to get my wife to focus on the right. I'm like pointing to the guys at the right.
Yeah.
I'm going, look at those guys are great actors. I'm trying desperately to get my wife's attention to look to the right. She's looking to the left. The dialogue is coming from the center. So I'm like trying to go like, so I'm doing whatever I can. And so it was funny for us. We joked about it.
That's cool.
But
did she see anything up there she liked?
I'm going to say hopefully not.
Because that would have been awkward.
Let me tell you, Scary. I'm a more to the right side of the stage guy. So I'm center right. Politically speaking, not politically speaking, but in this particular case on the stage, I am center right.
Center right. You're not stage left. You're not stage left.
I'm like, yeah, Patrick Adams, you're my boy. That's all I'll say. It's a great show. Good. It's a limited run show. It's only running till like I think the middle of June.
Okay,
maybe?
Well, but how did it make you feel being there with all the peen? I mean, you had
You know what? It was a good thing that the clubhouse scene with the one guy happened first.
Right.
Because then you're like, all right.
It breaks the ice.
It breaks the ice. Oh, these things. Oh, the guy on the left could have broken the ice.
He's broken a lot of ice. Yeah.
But it really is a good show. And you're not thinking about it because the dialogue is so important at that moment. and there's a reason why it's important that you're watching a scene of, that it's really well done. It was okay. on Broadway like 10, 12 years ago, and it's back.
Good.
And it's not going to be running very long. I would go if you could. That's all I'm saying.
I love it. So okay.
Yeah. Well, that's maybe don't take your wife.
Is that a review? That's a review. That's a review.
And then we went out for drinks after Harry Potter when my wife said, let's do that.
Did you have some pina coladas after that?
No, but you know what? We did go out. My wife says to me after the show, she goes, you know what? We should go out for a drink or something because we're having a great night. She says, why don't we go to Carmine's, my favorite restaurant
yes.
that we've talked about.
Yep.
So we went to Carmine's for a drink. I never sat at the bar before. And we sit at the bar, and the bartender's name is Melissa.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. So very friendly. And she says, oh, welcome to Carmine's. Have you ever been here before? I said, have I ever been here before? I've probably been here more than you, and you work here. She says, oh, can I interest you in anything? I said, no, we already had dinner. We just saw a show. We're just here for a couple of drinks. And, you know, I don't drink much, so I right. had one Corona. I milked right. it. And she says, well, you got to have something. I said, what are your favorites? So I tell her what my favorites are. I said, but yeah, it's killing me. So my wife says, it's got to be killing you. You're sitting in Carmine's, and you're not ordering food. And I said, yeah, but we ate already. I can't do that. So the people next to us have penne alla vodka and
yeah,
chicken parm.
By the way, why would you torture yourself that way? I would just go right into a bar. And why would you go into Carmine's of all
Because we wanted to see our friend Glenn. The garage was right across the street.
Text him and be like, hey, man, come out of the restaurant, say hello, give me a hug, and then we're going to go to the bar next door for one.
Yeah, I know. So we went. So anyway, so my wife had two drinks. I had the one. And while we're drinking the first round, I'm schmoozing with the people next to us, right. A new set of people have sat down and they're like, oh, we don't know what to order. So I'm telling them all the good things. Try the spadini. Like, what's spadini? Gotta have the baked clams. I'm giving them all the, you
I
know,
love like how you're getting excited. You're like me. You get excited right. for the fact that even though you're not going to eat the food, you know right. the food. So
the woman, the people next to me are from North Carolina. I'm talking them into buying stuff. So the waitress sees that I'm upselling for her, right?
Right.
She comes out with a plate with a little bit of Caesar salad, a little bit of chicken parm, and one meatball. Now, Carmine's is family style. It's massive plates of food.
Yes, it is.
She brought me my own, for me and my wife to share, our own personal sampling of my favorite things.
Yeah.
On the arm, by the way, courtesy of Carmine's.
How great is that? How awesome
is that?
So
I just want to say, that was my vacation.
Was it?
On the other hand.
Was it a sausage?
A much different vacation.
Was it a sausage and two meatballs to symbolize the play you had just seen?
No, but here's the thing. The people next to us had just seen a different Broadway show. I think Birthday Candles.
Right.
And they're like, oh, what did you see? And we're like, oh, we saw Take Me Out. And so they go, well, what's that about? So my wife is like, I'll tell you what it's about. I go, no, you will not.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So one of the things that I did was go to Miami. And I don't want to bore you with the bougie,
in case
scary,
you don't follow Scary on Instagram.
The bougie, scary stuff. But there was one, I had a little awkward moment, and it involved some peen. As I mean, is that...
Not on Broadway.
Is that the theme, a common running theme for this show? This
it's episode? The peen theme.
The peen, this is the peen episode.
Yeah.
So... All right, so I went to this restaurant, Sexy Fish. Not a client. Very fancy, high vaulted, bougie. They have crazy rest. You know, it's beautiful, but it's also very Instagrammable.
It's for the jet setters.
For the jet set crowds, my father would say. No, but it's very Instagrammable. It's very sexy, and women always want to go there to like do stories, and you know,
men want
to
be there. Women want to go.
The cocktail list is a mile long, and it's all colorful stuff. And it was, you know, it's very, everything's for Instagram. So one of the coolest things about this is the men's room and the women's room. Apparently they're like, you got to see it.
So you see the women's room?
I did not see it because we weren't with any women. We were with just the guys. But I walked in to go take a piss. And the second I walk into the men's room, there's a urinal right there in your face. As soon as you like turn the corner, like right into the second you go boom into the room, there's a guy taking a piss at a urinal and he's staring at me right in the face. I'm like, the fuck is this guy staring at? He's staring. And then I walk past him to the urinal at the far end of the bathroom. So I'm sitting there and I'm doing my business, but the guy wouldn't stop staring. It was like he was frozen. He was staring at the door. I'm like, why is this fucking guy staring at the door? As luck would have it, I'm sitting there like, that's not a real person. That's a wax figure of a person. So I'm like, what the fuck?
You couldn't tell?
It was so lifelike, Brody. Then I look closer. It's 007. It's James Bond. Keep in mind, Sexy Fish is a London-based restaurant anyway. The way it is all the urinals are lined up, and the urinal at closest to the door, as soon as you walk in, is James Bond, a Madame Tussauds-style wax, life-size wax figure, taking a piss and staring at the door. That's why he was frozen. And I'm like, I really thought some asshole was staring at me. And then he wouldn't move his head when I walked to the other end of the room. Like, he's still staring at the door. But then I find out it's a wax figure of James Bond.
He's peeing.
But yeah, he literally has his two hands over his crotch. And he's pissing into the urinal. And he's standing over a physical urinal that looks
now,
no
did you wax gaze?
I sure did.
Was it a 007?
It was a 007 inches. No, you couldn't.
Yeah,
He didn't have a dick.
Okay. Because I was wondering if he was more left stage or right stage.
Right. But but here's the awkward part. There were actually two actual human men in the bathroom with me at the time in other stalls. But I'm like, you know me, I'm itching for the gram. I'm like, I got to get this on the gram. I gotta get
like cocaine in the bathroom.
I gotta get this gram on the gram. I gotta get this video of James Bond, a wax figure. It's just too funny. These are the kinds of moments I live for on Instagram story, right? I gotta videotape this. I gotta get it on my. But how do you do it in a men's room like that? I mean, is it awkward? Is it weird? I mean, I'm filming in the men's room. I don't think I've ever done that in my life. So it's,
well, you can't be creepy about it. Otherwise, people are going to think you're filming them.
Well, that's the problem. There are two other guys in the room. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, all right, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to wash my hands. I'm going to wait for these two guys to leave so I could get the video of James Bond taking a piss. I got to get this guy on tape. It's hysterical. I mean, it's
the wax guy.
The wax guy.
Who's waxing off at the time.
Right. So I'm sitting there and I'm washing my hands and one guy leaves. And then the other guy leaves. And now I'm drying my hands. And as I'm about to take up my phone, I'm about to whip it out, not, pun intended. Another dude walks into the bathroom and goes to take a piss. I'm like, fuck. And I almost wanted to be like, hey, buddy, I'm not filming you. Don't be all weird. But I want to get this James Bond. I want to walk through the bathroom because it's so beautiful. And I want to focus in on the James Bond wax figure standing on the urinal at the end. Brody, it took me about 5 or 10 minutes to do it because I kept walking. Then I said, I'm just going to go into a stall, lock the door, pretend I'm taking a shit, and then wait for everyone to get out of the bathroom. And then when the coast is clear, I'll come out again. Wasn't happening. Was not happening. I said, so I made a disclaimer to the dude. I said, the one dude that was there. And I said, hey, man, I'm not getting you on camera. But could you imagine how awkward and weird it was? I mean, who takes footage of the bathroom? You know, of a men's room. Yeah. I don't think I've ever filmed in a men's room before like that.
Listen, I need you to be more sure of that, by the way. I need you to definitively know that you haven't.
Oh, I haven't.
You're like, I'm not sure I have. I mean, I could have.
I haven't. But it's weird because it's something that's so hilarious, and it's a work of art, and it's meant to be Instagrammed, but it's an awkward place to Instagram. So it's very tricky.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know? I had an awkward urinal moment as well, because what I didn't tell you as my vacation story was I went to the New York Mets opening day on Friday the 15th. And I had an awkward urinal moment.
Oh, how?
So I did get to sit down behind home plate. You weren't there. And I did get to eat in a special restaurant where I had steak and potatoes au gratin.
You're missing your buddy.
I was. Also, I thought of you.
Your dogs are going nuts back there, huh?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
He cuts the mic off. What is he yelling at them?
I did. Yeah, I yelled at them a little bit. Okay, so I'm sitting in the good seats, right? Uh-huh. Because even on opening day, it was a day game, and they won 10-3. Yeah! Best record in baseball at the time of this recording, or at least one of them.
You just jinxed us.
I know. I'm sitting next to two guys who look like they have a lot of money. Mm. A lot of money. But the guy two to my left looks familiar.
Huh.
And he's schmoozing with the usher. He's obviously a regular.
Usher.
And I can't figure out who he is. I know he's not famous. He's someone that I know or that I've worked with or we've worked with at the radio station. Like, is he working with a record label? I can't figure who he is. He's about 50 years old. So I'm like, he's got the mani-pedi. You know, I can see the mani. I don't know about the pedi. He's got the hands look rich. The hair looks rich. He looks well off, you know?
Yep.
But I'm in a seat that I got the seat was empty. I sat down, you know? So I don't want to start a conversation in case the seat I'm in is his third buddy. And he's like, who's this guy in my buddy's seat? So it turns out he was, you know, the seat was empty. It was fine. But I don't say anything to him. So I get up and I go to get something to eat in the restaurant, which is behind home plate. It's about a 1 minute walk. I go in the door. I go to get something to eat. And then I go in the men's room. And there's two urinals. And I'm standing by one. And this guy comes to the urinal next to me, to my right. So I'm looking at him. I'm going, I got to say something, right? This is like destiny. He's the guy. So I say, excuse me. I know this is kind of awkward here in the men's room. But I think I know you. Now, again, that's like a pickup line. And as soon as I said it, I'm like,
haven't we met somewhere before?
Yeah. Oh, your eyes look dreamy. The back of your head looks familiar. So
he recognized that girly from the back of her head. Thank you, Beastie Boys.
So he says, I don't know. Well, what do you do? What do you do? So I said, Italian guy. So I said, I'm in radio. Where do you work? I tell him, Z100 New York. He goes, sure, maybe, I don't know, maybe. I said, do you have a business in New Jersey? If you're not in radio, do you have some business? I've come into your business. He goes, yeah, I own a chain of physical therapy places. And he tells me the name.
Yeah.
And I said, it's JAG Rehab, JAG 1
right.
Physical Therapy, JAG. Well, he's JAG. Those are his initials. So I go, John, oh my God. You guys worked on my shoulder, my elbow, my wrist. He said, like, hey, how about that? How you doing? How's your arm? I said, oh, it's good, John. It's good. He goes, I was like, who's this guy talking to me at the urinal? For a second there, I was like, what? So thank God. Thank God. Like, because if he says to me, I don't know who you are.
And walked away, he would have left with that taste in his mouth.
Well, no, we didn't get that intimate. Yeah. But he would have been thinking, this guy just was like, where do I know you from?
Right.
And I didn't know. So I was like, oh, thank God I know you. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, you ever have that where you see a guy and you're like, I know him.
Yeah. And you can't place it. But at the same time, you know, I noticed that when if you notice if there are people in uniform. So my I have a group of door people that run the apartment building, and they're in the first floor, and
they're doormen or doormen, door women. Door people sounds like they're in the doorstep.
They're concierge. I was trying to be a little, you know, PC here. And
there's nothing on PC about doormen.
I was down at the boardwalk at the Jersey Shore once in the middle of the afternoon in the summer, and some guy comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, Scary, what's going on?" And he had his kid with him. And I'm like, "Oh yeah, hey." I'm like, "How do I know this person? You know, am I a listener?" And I later found out it took me about a good 5 minutes to realize it was my fucking doorman, but he was off. But I've never seen him not in a suit.
That's jet setter of you not to recognize your doorman.
Nah, he had a bathing suit on.
There was no door involved on the beach.
There was no desk.
Right, if we were in a restaurant, he opened the door for me. I'd be like, oh, he's my doorman.
He wasn't handing me an Amazon package. He was with his son. He was with his son, and he was all beached out. I'm like, oh, shit. Hey, Tony, how's everything, buddy? Yeah. He goes, yeah. But it's a lot. When you see someone out of place, I can understand. You would only expect to see that guy in the rehab center where you know him from in a more
with the rehab
setting.
Company logo on his polo shirt.
Does he wear a doctor's uniform somehow or scrubs?
No. They wear like polo shirts with the logo. Yeah. You know, so
same thing with my dentist. I ran into my dental hygienist
at the beach,
and she's in a bikini and stuff. And I'm like, hello. How do I know her? And it's like, oh shit, she's in my fucking mouth every 6 months.
Yeah, you wish.
she's wearing, you know, the mask, the scrubs, the goggles, the freaking hairnet thing, and she's in the blue and white stuff. And she's in dentist and dental hygienist garb. She's a little, but I've never seen her in that, you know, that side of her, in a bikini that.
I told a story
with drinks in her hand.
Yeah, I told a story, I don't know, 4 years ago on this podcast about the celebrity that I couldn't figure out who he was at the children's birthday party.
Yes.
He was at another birthday party, and I kept seeing him. I'm going, who is this guy? No, he's famous. And it turns out he's the guy who works in the lumber department at Home Depot that I see all the time. But he wasn't in his apron. So I'm like, that guy.
You just don't know. You just never know when they're out of place because they're out of the environment you know them.
Yeah.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Forgot one sticker or one grouping of stickers, very important on our sticker sheet, which as a reminder, you can get it brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Correct. There's three little stickers that I didn't know what they were. I just thought they were like, oh, cool, random stickers. One is the letter F, one is the letter U,
yep.
And one says Abe 77. What I didn't realize is there's stickers for your keyboard.
Oh, no.
So you can put the F sticker on the F, the U sticker on the U, and the Abe 77 on the 7 if you want, or the A or the B or the E.
I saw somebody do that already. Yeah, somebody Matt did it. Matt showed us the example.
Yeah. The listeners haven't been able to do that since we haven't put them on sale yet as of the time of this recording. So, they're now on sale, but so they weren't previously.
You put the F, the U, and then Abe 77 sticker.
Anywhere you want.
Oh, well, yeah, or over the 7.
Yeah. You put it anywhere you want. You put it on the home key if you want.
Well, you could space it out and do FU and put it over the L or something. And
put it anywhere you want.
Yeah, I like that. Anyway.
I want to do a quick segment. I want to play an audio clip to explain a mistake. I brain farted last episode. Do you have the audio from the last time? Do you have the Bruce Willis clip?
I mean, I haven't touched anything, so it's there.
That's not true. You've been trying to touch.
What's it called?
Bruce Willis, I think.
I'm looking for it. Yes, I have it.
Yep. Okay. I played the clip, and part of the clip was the guy sounded drunk or stoned or half out of his mind. But what I didn't point out was that Jada Pinkett Smith has alopecia, right?
Right.
Well, that's why Will Smith got upset. Bruce Willis has aphasia.
Aphasia.
But listen to what the guy in the clip says he has.
Actor Bruce Willis will step away from his film career after being diagnosed with alopecia, according to his family.
Oh, alopecia.
He combined alopecia with aphasia, and I didn't point that out.
And then he called like alopecia, like it's on your face.
Right. And a bunch of people hit me up and were like, he said it wrong. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I meant to say. But I forgot. I forgot. Speaking of people texting and things, doing things wrong, we got a couple of text messages I wanted to point out that were funny or not correct. This one was funny. I already corrected them through text, but I thought it was funny. We were talking about deep dish pizza.
Yes.
And this person texted in that the best deep dish pizza in Chicago is Illuminati's. Now, if you know what the Illuminati is.
Okay.
But it's not.
It's not.
It's Lou.
Lou Malnati.
Right. So I don't know if they voice texted
it's
Illuminati.
Like a person's name. Lou Malnati.
It came out Illuminati.
Illuminati. That's great.
Right. That is not correct. Somebody texted in. Danielle said she made a grilled cheese with peanut butter. So
right.
The person texted in. Hey, Danielle, how do you make a grilled cheese with peanut butter? And what kind of cheese do you use?
Right.
To which I wrote back, you take a grilled cheese with the cheese of your choice and you add peanut butter.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Duh. Nah.
I thought it was a pretty easy one. They wrote back basically duh. They're like, oh yeah. Yeah.
I want to shout out Josh_Hemp on Twitter.
Oh yes.
Just for no great reason, but just because he was being cool, wrote, hey yep. Peeps, if you're looking for a good podcast to get to check out during the day and have some free time, I highly recommend @TheBrooklynBoys. Trust me when I say you won't be disappointed. So that's really cool. Thank you so much for the shout out. Hey, anytime you could tell your friends about this podcast.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people are reluctant. I've seen people on the Big Show text messaging system that say that when the Big Show goes on vacation, they catch up on the Big Show in over and over again. Those are the old episodes that they've heard before, which is cool. But why not try to tell those people? Well, they're not hearing this message, but they should try something.
But tell your friends who do that.
You tell your friends who do that.
Binging the Big Show. Not instead of.
Right. No. I don't know. They listen to the big show when it's on in the morning, but during the day, rather than listen to episodes you heard before, why don't you check out the Brooklyn Boys podcast?
And of course, you know, Serial Killers and the other ones, of course, you know.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, we got to have a whole range of podcasts now.
But for instance, when we go on vacation in the end of June, beginning of July.
Right.
When the morning show's off for 2 weeks, what a great opportunity to have your friends and family and all your followers on social media listen to the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Exactly. So anyway, this is a self-serving moment for us.
Yes.
We are not sponsors of our own podcast. We don't, but I guess we are.
We're endorsers of it.
We are endorsers of our own podcast, but we want to leave reviews. Let's go back to Apple and start leaving those podcast reviews, you know, and just maybe maybe experience the podcast. If you haven't done it on Spotify or Apple,
by the way,
other means get in.
We are number 76 in the comedy category in Indonesia on Apple Podcasts.
Indonesia. I wonder who's giving us that time.
We're down 15 slots, by the way. Very upset. Down 15 slots in Cyprus. We're down to 57. In Kuwait for it, we're 135.
Right.
And in South Korea, 172.
Right.
And so, I think we're the sole comedy podcast there. Yeah. Pun intended.
Yeah. Hi,
one other text.
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, I had a text defending you. I was defending you. You want to hear it?
Yep.
I defended you.
Always.
Okay. So Scary got crap on the big show, on the air, because he partially took credit for something that producer Sam did. And Scary said, well, I asked her to do it. She did it. We as a team got it done. So I said, we found this old phone tap. In essence, it was Sam who found it. But Scary was like, hey, our phone tap department, we found it. Right?
Right.
And so this person texted in defending Scary. And said, well, hey, back in 2009, when the phone tap was from, Sam wasn't even part of the show. Scary put that phone tap together back then. So if it wasn't for him, there would be no phone tap to be found. Scary deserves full credit.
Which is hysterical.
But so I said, well, if you're going to play that game, Nikola Tesla invented radio, so he gets credit. And Alexander Graham Bell invented the phone for the phone tap, so he gets credit.
Yeah.
I mean, how far back do you want to go? Yeah.
That's a whole conversation. We should actually have that. I feel like we should have Sam on our podcast next week. And because I really wanted to explore that topic, because I do think it's a generational thing and not a sexist thing.
You did it to me many times, and I used to get upset.
But when you and I co-produced the...
Yes, well, you and I used to be the co-executive producers of the show. Right, just us back in the day.
It's always we.
Right. No, but there's no I in team, Brody. I would say Scary, when Elvis comes back in the studio, I'm going to suggest we talk about chicken parm or whatever. And Elvis would walk in and he'd go, Elvis, let's talk about chicken parm. And he'd go, great idea, Scary. And you wouldn't go, thanks, it was the two of us. You'd just go, yeah.
Listen, we wanted to let everyone know that the reason why we're cutting this podcast short is because we've been having connectivity issues all afternoon. For some reason, our system that connects Brody and I is literally
Brody and me
is it's in, it's out, it's in, it's out. It's like sex almost. Yeah. or that burger place in California. But we were having difficulty staying together, and we have to actually have this looked at because it could be a problem for the future. So,
and it's not Scary's $7.9 million equipment this time.
And it's not Brody's cheap ass fucking microphone, because as you can hear, there's no echo right now. There's no echo, but we have this terrible latency, and Brody keeps dropping out more often than you know. So with that said,
go get your sticker sheets, buy two items, get a sticker sheet free, buy three sticker sheets for a discounted price. Go have yourself a ball. We'll see you guys. We'll hear you guys. We'll talk to you guys next week. And please leave us some voicemails at our voicemail number, 218-FU-ABE-77.
Is it 281 or 218?
It's what I said.
218-FU-ABE-77. All right. I like that. We'll call that a podcast.
I'm glad you enjoyed this episode that we're going to call If You Like Pina Colada.
The Boys from Brooklyn.
I didn't agree to that.
The Boys from Brooklyn.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.